Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to the Long Play Lounge, hosted by Erica.
Hello, I'm Erica, and welcome to the Long Play Lounge. You know, after 10 years of soundtracking your evenings on 94.3 Radio 1 International, I realize that there is a stack load of interviews of all my celebrity guest artists that need to be heard by a wider audience. So, I've started a podcast to do just that. And together we can hang out with the A-listers that have been on my playlist, both current and past. The Long Play candid chats, behind-the-scene outtakes, intimate one-on-ones, and juicy bits of fun trivia will get you to bond with your global icon instantly. And if you happen to be in Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, or Chennai, make sure you check into Drive with Erica on 94.3 Radio 1. It's the primetime evening show and it happens every weekday 4 to 9 p.m. Well, this podcast is a Radio 1 production and is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Well, she's a rock star, not a pop star. Bebe Rexha stresses that difference in the interview coming up. What started as songwriting behind the scenes for her for some of the biggest acts on the planet, we're talking Eminem and Selena Gomez, evolved into stepping into the spotlight as a solo artist. Her collaborations with the likes of Florida Georgia Line are meant to be that single was in hot rotation on Radio 1. And what swings in her favor as well is that she uses her fame to advocate for a lot more. Sizeism, yes, that's a thing. Ageism, and her conscious shift to realness. Bebe Rexha gives us an intimate look at what makes a global pop star tick. We hope you enjoy this chat. Hi, Bebe.
Hi, Erica.
Firstly, congratulations on a fabulous performance at the American Music Awards with Doja Cat.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Awesome to connect. I've got so much to talk to you about, so I'm going to jump right in. Firstly, when I jumped onto your Insta, it says, Bebe Rexha, rock star, not a pop star. How would you like to explain that?
For me, growing up, you know, when I was a little girl, I always wanted to be a pop star. And I felt like I never fit in the, you know, the look or like the criteria of what a pop star is, you know, to be super fit, super, just like perfect all the time. And I think a rock star is imperfect and you live your life the way that you want and you follow your heart. And I don't know, I just felt like more of like a rock, like I think rock and roll is more about just doing what you want and doing what makes you happy. And that's why I wrote rock star, not a pop star.
All right. Now, you started off as a songwriter, writing for some, you know, of the leading names in the industry, and then you decided to fly solo. So what have been the challenges? You know, the great thing about flying solo and some of the challenges of going at it your own.
The great thing is that you get to perform your own songs that you've written. You know, you get to bring them to life. You get to do videos for them. You get to perform them. You get to put the outfits to them and do the creative. And it's a lot of fun. The hard thing about it is that people are going to be criticizing you more and you'll be more in the spotlight. So people will have more things to say, good and bad. And I think in the beginning for me, it for sure was a little hard when I read like some, you know, bad things. But then when you read good things, it equals out. And this is just life. You know, everybody always has their opinions, you know? So that's like, that could be like the bad thing about it sometimes when you read too many comments.
Right, I know. So we're going to get to that because, I mean, you are out there tackling everything from body positivity to ageism in the industry, you know, to feeling really confident about yourself. What would your message be to your fans? Because I know that you don't stand back. You clap back at your trolls and you tell them where to go. So, you know, us girls, we love you for what you're doing. So a message to your fans.
I have a really good message, but it's not clean. So let's think of a clean message. No, I would say that, you know, listen, you're never going to truly make everyone happy. There was a saying, I forgot who said it. I don't know if it was Marilyn Monroe. I don't want to say it because I don't want to misquote it, but it was, you could be the juiciest peach. You know, you could be the juiciest piece of fruit, right? You could be an apple, you could be a mango, you could be just whatever fruit, the juiciest piece of fruit, but you're always going to still find somebody that's not going to like a mango, that's not going to like a peach, that's not going to like, it was Dita Von Teese. But you could be the juiciest piece of fruit, the sweetest, but you're still going to find somebody that's going to say, I don't like this fruit. And that's okay. So I would say that you're never going to make everyone happy. The most important thing is to try to really just learn to love yourself, because this world we live in a world where we're told to be, to look like something and to be something. And in that journey, and this is for my own, speaking from my own, what I've gone through, in that journey, when you do that, you tend to lose yourself. And it's really hard, and it's okay. But as long as you can come back up and really be yourself, and that's when you could truly be the happiest. When you say, you know what, I messed up in the past, I wasn't truly myself, but now this is who I really am. And either the people around me love it or hate it, my friends, the people I date, but always being true to yourself and loving yourself and knowing that you can't make everyone happy.
Okay. Well, we'd love to know more about your Albanian heritage.
Yeah.
Because that seems like very far away from where I'm sitting at Mumbai City. So a little bit about, you know, about Albania and where you come from. I mean, your origins.
So my family is from Albania. I am Albanian, and I was born in New York City. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. But every year I would go to Albania. We have, you know, we have a lot of fun, crazy weddings, and there's always weddings every year. And we also have, our weddings are about 4 or 5 days long. We have a whole system of when we go pick up the bride, and then we bring her over to the groom, and then we have a day with the groom, and then we have it's so much fun. So, all the Albanian culture heritage has been very, and the culture has been very influential with me as a woman, as a musician. I've learned a lot, and I've learned to respect my culture, to be very proud of it. And the music has been, our culture is based off of a lot of respect to elders, a lot of respect to people, and it taught me a lot of things, and I think it's made me a very strong human being, and I love it so much. It gives color to my life, and I love that. But there has been moments, though, growing up in my culture where I feel like as a female it's been kind of hard, just because sometimes our culture, you know, but we've made changes, you know, it's a lot better, you know, but back in the days, you know, it was a little hard, you know, being a female. You get kind of, we do a thing where it's changed though, but you know, you get married off, so at a very young age. My mom was married when she was 16, and it was different for women, but now it's much different. There's so many more successful female women, and I'm really happy about that. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but it could go on. I could talk about my culture, but you know, my culture's really shaped me into this very strong, powerful woman, because I've seen all the incredible women and men around me, and there's been times where I haven't really been able to speak at the table, allowed to speak at the table. You know, it was like a very respectful thing. But now I feel like I am respected, and I see that it's been changing a lot, and it makes me really happy for women. And it makes, and I think that a lot of people don't know that about me, in, you know, especially here in America, because it's something you don't really want to talk about. But it's, when I tell people my actual story for like a while, I got really go into like how I was almost married off and all these things. And people are like, I can't believe, yeah, you know, they're like, I can't believe you even got to the point where you're at. And I was like, girl, you have no idea. But my mom really loved me and like really like fought for me, because she got married very, very young at 16. And her dreams was to be a fashion designer. And you know, she got married and then she had me and my brother, so she had to get a job. But she ended up going to school and getting her degree in fashion merchandising and still is killing it. So I'm very proud of her, but she's been my number one backbone and she really helped me get here. So I'm very thankful for her.
So I got to say this, Baby Rexha, you're more Indian than you think, actually.
Really? Really? I've never been to India. I want to go so bad. Yeah, I've heard about the weddings. You know, people are like, the weddings are 4 or 5 days and there's like 500 people, 1,000 people. I think that no more than that.
Oh, keep going.
Really? I think for us, our weddings, well, here in the United States, we try to keep our weddings at 500 because it's very, 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 very expensive. But I've seen some, like, you know, in Europe, though, it's so much more fun when we go to Albania. It's like we'll be walking in the streets and it's just the best time ever.
When I say India, what comes to mind?
When you say India, what comes to mind? I think about busy city streets, like busy, like a lot of cars, a lot of people. I think of hot weather. I think of fresh fruit, right? I think of curry, like spicy food, like spicy, spicy. I think of peace, because meditation, I think about meditation. I love meditating. And I've had a lot of friends who have taken, like, done backpacking trips throughout India for months. I think about yoga. I think about, I don't know, tons of things.
Well, you know, when this is all over, we'd love to have you over. And without a doubt, you're going to enjoy the country. It's just incredible. Now, let's talk about, you know, the hot single that's currently on hot rotation on our station. We are loving it. We're playing it right across the country. So it's Bibi Rexha and Doja Cat, and I'm jealous. The video just blew me away.
Oh,
right?
Thank you.
It was you and the girls and traversing all these eras. And, you know, you made fashion statements with each of them. So talk to us a little bit about, firstly, the concept and the story behind I'm Jealous, where you are very honest and you address the dichotomy in a woman's mind. You know, it's like, oh my God, it's a conflict between self-love and self-loathing. So a little bit about that first, and then we'll jump into the video.
Well, because I went into music so early on, I was like 16 or 17, I would always, like, you know, make music in my bedroom. So I was never the kind of girl to really date. I was like always like kind of like this nerdy girl. I was always focused on like the computer and music and like figuring out how to write songs and like the lyrics. And so I finally got my, actually I'm 31, but I got my like first like serious boyfriend a couple of years ago and never had to really deal with social media. And I had seen that he was like, you know, liking some girls' pictures on social media or leaving comments. And I was like, kind of like that's not that made me a little angry. I was like, this is not cool. So I felt a little insecure. I was like, okay, these girls are like look like supermodels. They're skinny, they're tall, they're beautiful, they're perfect. And I got kind of jealous. I was like, what? Like, why is he liking these girls' pictures? So I went in the studio, wrote a song about it. And when I had met with the director, Hannah Lux Davis, for the Baby I'm Jealous music video, I said to her, I said, I want the song to be about jealousy. And she said, well, what if we do jealousy throughout the ages? Because no matter what, even if it isn't social media, there was always, women were always jealous throughout the ages, and that's okay. And that's what makes it empowering, because it's okay to be jealous. It's okay as long as you know why you're jealous and you accept that. And that's what makes it empowering. So we wanted to go through the ages. We went prehistoric time, we went to Adam and Eve, we went to the 1960s in London, we went to the 18th century. So that was a really fun moment.
So when you travel through the ages, which era in fashion do you resonate with from a fashion perspective?
I love the 1800s.
Do you love like corsets and stuff and waist trainers? Ooh.
I love, for me, it's like I grew up and I always had a curvier figure and I just loved, not to be in pain, but I just love the way that a corset makes a female body look. It's really pretty, you know? I think it's super pretty, but we put it in the song because I feel a lot of times in the female world, we're always wanting to wear corsets or Spanx or anything that will suck us in and kind of shape our bodies. But I actually really do love corsets. I love anything like in fashion back in times that had to do with, you know, the female body and bringing it in, and I love all that stuff, and I love all the material. And
right, so when you have to traverse through time, the different eras, and which era of men do you resonate with? Men from the...
No, not the 60s, not the 60s.
Hang on. You say, I need zero technology. Give me sexy caveman big muscles.
So this is the problem. In the cave, in the prehistoric times, there was no such thing as, you know, being with one, with one person. The whole purpose at that time was most likely just to procreate and have as many children, babies as possible to keep the world going and running. So I would say no to that. And then I would probably say in the 1800s, maybe. I don't know.
1800s.
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay. Because I don't remember when Pride and Prejudice was created, but I would love it to be during those times, and I would love to find Mr. Darcy.
Ah, wouldn't we all? You know, working with Doja Cat, how was that? And I definitely have to address the fact that, you know, we're coming out of a pandemic. Actually, India's probably going into its second wave. Mental health issues have come to the fore, and you've been very open about your challenges with bipolar. So maybe you're addressing your fans about mental health issues and not letting it slide under.
These times can get very tough, especially when you're already dealing with mental health issues, or even if you're just stressed because you need money and you're not working right now, or you have anxiety, or you're feeling kind of depressed. It's very easy to feel lost during these times, especially when the world is in a state of shock and an emergency. But I think it's very important to be kind to yourself and show yourself compassion. I find that whenever I feel like I'm getting really down on myself, I try to do things that are good for me. Of course, you want to go for a walk. I think walks are really, like, I know it sounds silly, but a walk is so good for me. Walking my dog, or, you know, making a cup of tea, or just little things that kind of bring you back down to earth and keep you at peace with yourself, and doing things that you love. And I think the most important thing is to just say nice things to yourself. You know, it's going to be okay. We're going to get out of this. I can't, and look forward to the future, because I know that we're all going to be okay in a year or so, hopefully, or more. We're going to be out there and we're going to be living our lives and doing the best we can. So we have to look forward to those times. And it's okay to feel down. If you feel down, just write about it. Talk to your friends about it. And don't allow yourself to slip further. And if you do, it's okay, because you'll get out. Because I truly believe that no matter what, yeah. My favorite quote is, in the end, it's all going to be okay. And if it is not okay, then it's not the end.
Woohoo! Thank you, Bibi Rexha. Thank you so much.
You're my first interview with India.
Well, we hope we didn't disappoint, and I do hope to see you sometime soon.
I really hope to come there. I really want to go in. I don't know where they went, but a lot of my friends go there for like a month, and they've backpacked throughout India, like, alone. Yeah. And they go and they find these retreats, and they like really find themselves, and they say it's amazing.
It is. Trust me. So when you're ready for it, yeah, you must. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, here's our trivia tidbit attached to this episode. Bibi Rexha was excited to go to the Grammys in 2019. It was going to be the most exciting night of her life, except she could not find a dress to wear. Actually, her team could not get a designer to say yes to dressing her up. If a size 6'8 is too big, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to wear your dresses, she tweeted out, taking the whole fashion industry on and calling them out for sizism. More recently, Thick Thighs Saves Lives captioned her post on Insta, making the hashtag #EverybodyIsBeautiful go viral. Bibi Rexha is all about body positivity, and her fans love her for it. And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did bringing it to you. And yes, there's more uploaded for this season one. Now, please do drop us a text or email with your comments to erica_official or 94.3 Radio 1 India, both on Insta. We really work off your feedback and would love to know what you think and how we can improve and who we should try and interview next. We've got lots more interviews for you to enjoy this season, so binge on it or sample it slowly. You can decide. For more feedback, you can reach out to us on HT Smartcast. We are present across all social: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. And to listen to more podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com. We'll be right back.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.